You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40pm with Gordon Brown, Craig Forsyth and Chris Pimlott in the studio. We've got National Hunt Racing from Fakenham, accompanied by Racing on the Turf at Nottingham and on the all-weather poly track at Chelmsford in the afternoon, and two all-weather meetings in the evening as well, Kempton and Dundalk. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Kevin O'Malley. How are you, Kevin?
I'm not too bad, buddy.
Good man. You're in the Racing Radio studio on Monday and Tuesday as we record this.
Yes.
Good time? Plenty of winners?
Yeah, we tipped a few winners on Monday, which was good. Always nice to get a few winners to kick off the week. And looking forward to a good day's racing today, and indeed a build-up to a really exciting weekend as well.
Yeah, let's look ahead to the weekend briefly.
Yeah, let's do that.
The Breeders' Cup then. Are you up with your American form? Is there anything that you're looking forward to there, or is it more of the European challenges going over there?
That's where my main interest would lie. I wouldn't be able to pretend to be an expert in American form, but you know, there's a strong European presence over there, and you know, you'd have to be quite strong on the likes of Legatissimo and in the Filly and Mayor's turf race, and of course Golden Horn, who's going for the turf race. He's trading odds on now. But he's got a bomb-proof constitution, this horse, and he's been on the go a long time. Seems like a long time since the Dante now, doesn't it?
It does.
And you know, he's gone over there to hopefully fulfil his destiny and complete a magnificent year. And I also think a lot will depend on the ground in this meeting. You know, I think there's forecast a bit of rain over there, and you know, that wouldn't be good news for the like of Time Test, who's going over there. But it might, you know, it would be okay for the likes of Esoteric in the same race. So yeah, there's lots of ponderables, lots of exciting horses on show there, and I'm looking forward to watching it.
Of the European challenges then, which one would you say is the most likely winner?
I just love Legatissimo. I think she's just such a bonny filly. She's a beautiful little thing, and I think she stays in training next season, and she's going to be a real tool in all the top mile and two races. So I'm looking forward to seeing her, and I think she'll win that race, that filly's in Mare Turf.
Okay. Good stuff. We've got that to look forward to. We'll be getting plenty of previews along the way towards the Breeders' Cup, but just focusing more on the domestic stuff as well. Good cards come at Wetherby. The Charlie Hall Chase is the feature on their card on Saturday, and for many people that signals when the real jump stuff's kicked off proper, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yeah. And there's a few horses there that... again, it's going to come down to the ground, what horses turn up there. There's been a little bit of nibbles for Q card, but you know, I don't know, last season he was really disappointing for me, and he ran five times. I think he was beaten about 100 lengths in total out of all those five runs, and you know, he's got a bit of soul searching to do. Be interesting to see if Many Clouds turns up. He might go for another race, I'm not sure. But one horse we know will turn up is last year's winner, Menorah, who actually won the race easily last year. Depending on who turns up, it could be an easier or a harder race. But I think I spotted 6-1 with William Hill, Menorah, and I think that might just be just about the value for the Charlie Hall at the weekend. But again, another race to look forward to.
Yeah, if he gets there, many people will be looking forward to seeing Many Clouds again. Obviously won the Hennessy and the Grand National last season. bizarrely, the concern is the ground being too quick at Wetherby, which is unheard of, isn't it, in recent years?
Well, it is. Many Clouds, they'll want to get a run into him before the Hennessy, won't they? So wherever that happens, they want to have nice safe ground for him, and I'm sure they'll be feeling the same about Dynast and Q Card as well. So yeah. it just remains to be seen how it'll all pan out.
Right. We might also see the return of the Gold Cup winner this weekend. It looks like Coney Gree could be set for a Carlisle return on Sunday.
Yeah, another one that needs to, you know, blow away the cobwebs. It seems unbelievable that a horse of his nature is right at the top of the chasing tree can be running in an intermediate chase at Carlisle.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's just the way it is at this time of year. We get all the top stars running in their little warm-up races, and it'll be magnificent to see him out. He's a cracking chaser, and again, it'll just be a stepping stone, hopefully, to a tilt at the Hennessy.
Mm. I suppose it's a little bit early at the moment, but with regards to the Gold Cup this season, we saw some pretty impressive novices throughout the back end of last season. I imagine a lot of them will be aimed at the Gold Cup this year. It's potentially going to be quite a cracking renewal this year.
Yeah, I mean, I still think Jack Adam is going to be bang there. You know, he's a horse I really like, and Don Pulley. I mean, you know, he looks born to be a Gold Cup horse, doesn't he? I mean, the way he won the RSA last year was almost laughable. He just kind of jumped into the race with 2 furlongs to go and just effortlessly strode up the Cheltenham Hill like the rest of them weren't even there. Fair enough, he was disappointing at Punchestown, but, you know, we can afford any horse an off day. And, you know, the likes of Saphir de Reux as well, and there's so many other horses who could easily improve this season from what they've shown last year. You know, the likes of Valsolido, you know, could bridge that gap between themselves and Vautour. It'd be interesting to see how he gets on. Will he develop into a Gold Cup horse? We don't know. I have my reservations in terms of stamina, but we'll see.
All right, final bit of news before we move on to Wednesday's action as well. Sticking with the jumps theme, Paul Nicholls apparently aiming Rocky Creek at Down Royal's Jane Wine Champion Chase this weekend as well.
Yeah, another a stepping stone for another good horse. I'm pretty sure they'll be looking towards a Grand National campaign with him. If Don Cossack turns up in the same race, you know, the rest of them will be playing for place money, won't they? Because he's grown up into probably just about the best chaser around, Don Cossack, and he looked in tremendous nick in his debut as well.
Yeah, he's highest rated chaser in Britain and Ireland, isn't he?
He is indeed. So, and he's justified that. You know, he has.
He has. All right, anything else that you want to quickly mention, or shall we just move on to...
Well, we have the William Hill Handicap Hurdle at Ascot Saturday, don't we? And we'll have Sign of a Victory going for a double in that race. Won it last year in really impressive fashion. Obviously, returns in off a higher mark. I think they'll be looking for that horse to be an exciting novice chaser this season. So they might just have a crack at this handicap hurdle, see how well he goes, just to blow away the cobwebs, and then you might see him out in the novice chase soon. But again, another exciting race for the weekend.
Yeah, he was mightily impressive in this race last year, wasn't he?
He was.
On the bridle, and then
he was.
Ended up in Grade 2 and Grade 1 company after that, didn't he?
And I think John Ferguson will be targeting Nabucco, who's completely unexposed, formerly with John Gosden. He's won two over hurdles. Again, another exciting handicap hurdle full of horses with potential. And, it should be a really exciting weekend between the jumps and, of course, the Breeders' Cup meeting.
Yeah, cracking weekend to look forward to. We'll move on to that in due course. But let's focus on matters a little closer to hand. Wednesday's racing is fast approaching, and we'll get Kevin's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, Kevin's got four races picked out for us, starting in the 220 at Nottingham. This one is a class 4 handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds and older. Healthy field of 14 here as well. Kevin, who do you like in there?
Yeah, a really difficult race to get a grip on, but I quite like Hot Mustard. I mean, he's been playing his trade on the turf really well all season. He picked up a race at Sandown back in August. Backed that up with another good run at the same track the following month. It was really well fancied to win at Chelmsford when he ran last time out, but he didn't handle the track, didn't really get home. And I think we can just forgive him that run, really, because, I think he's just a better horse on the turf. So I'll be expecting a big run from Hot Mustard in the 220 tomorrow, and he'd just about be my selection in that race.
Anything you're particularly worried about in there?
I mean, there's dangers aplenty, isn't there? There's dangers aplenty. Is that our boy Jack at the top of the... heading the weights there? I mean, it was between those two, the horse I was going to pick as a selection for the race. He's another horse that's been running really well all season, won well at Thirsk three runs back, and belied odds of 33-1 to run a cracker in a class 3 at a Haydock last time out, so he's another one I'd respect. But yeah, Hot Mustard will just about do it for me.
Hot Mustard, the selection then in the 220 at Nottingham. The 230 at Chelmsford City is where we go next. This is a class 3 handicap over 6 furlongs. We'll start here with Varsovian, who's interesting based on the fact that he racked up a hat-trick last time we saw him, but he has been off for 202 days. Is that a concern for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always a man who looks towards fit horses in terms of having a bet, and when a horse has been off for that long, you just don't know whether they're going to be quite sharp enough to get the job done, you know. Again, it's a race with several horses you could suggest have excellent claims of being in the first three. I quite like the credentials of Magnus Maximus, who is returning to the all-weather. He actually ran at Chelmsford before and flopped. He finished last of all, but he's won at Kempton before, so you know, for a yard, are well known to do well on the all-weather. And he got the better of Spring Loaded, who reopposes in that race at Ascot on his penultimate start. And that horse has gone on to win twice since, so the form has been backed up really well. Ran a solid third at Newmarket thereafter. And he's got a claimer on board in Patrick Pilley, who I've got quite a lot of time for. So, Magnus Maximus will just about do for me in that race. Again, another tricky handicap, but you have to side with something, and that one will just about do for me.
Magnus Maximus, the selection in the 2:30 at Chelmsford City then. Better jump in next, the 2:40 at Fakenham. This is a Class 4 handicap chase over 2 miles. We've got a field of 8 here. Kevin, who do you like in there?
Yeah, well, I quite like the look of Sports Report, who just about comes out on top of the speed figures I use. He'll be ridden by a friend of William Hill in Andrew Thornton. He's a horse who has been known to maybe not fully see out, have a great deal of resilience in a finish. But he's won a couple, and he's good form at a variety of tracks. And I just think he'll go close tomorrow.
Sports Report, the selection there then in the 2:40 at Fakenham, and the 6:55 at Kempton Park is where we finish. This is a Class 3 handicap over 1 mile and 3 furlongs. It's one of the London Middle Distance Series qualifiers. A field of 8 in this one. Who do you side with in there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a horse called Ladarelli in there, and he was gelded, and he was with Roger Varian, and he switched yards now. He's with Paul Cole. And he easily beat Tartour, who went off at short odds at Chelmsford earlier this month. And it was a really, really good effort, I thought. It was posted a really quick time, and he showed the benefits of that gelding operation and, you know, a change of scenery. And as I said, he clocked a good time, at least a time good enough to suggest that an introductory mark of 85 is workable. And with that in mind, he just looks to me to be the horse who could be on the rise. There's a few of these in there that you have to respect. You know, Charlie Appleby and Sidebin Soror both have runners in the race, in Rosenbaum and Super Kid, and you know, and Revision in there as well, who's been in fantastic form for Jim Best. So you know, it's a tricky race, but I quite like the credentials of Ladarelli. If he can build on that performance at Chelmsford last time out.
Okay, what do you make of the slight nudge up in trip for him as well? Do you think that'll suit?
I think he'll get the trip. Yeah, he seemed to finish off the race really nicely last time out. So, yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Okay. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a summary then, Kevin, if you'll spin us through your 4 selections for Wednesday one more time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Hot Mustard return to the turf in the 2:20 at Nottingham. Couldn't show his best at Chelmsford last time out, but he's better than that. And in the 2:30, Magnus Maximus, he got the better of Spring Loaded at Ascot a couple of runs back, which is a really good effort. And he's ridden by a claimer who I really like in Paddy Pilley, claiming £5 off him. And in the 2:40 at Fakenham, I'm hoping that Sports Report can provide a winner for Andrew Thornton. He's got good form at a variety of tracks and comes out best in the speed figures for me. And he can go well fresh as well, but fitness isn't absolutely assured, but he has shown the ability to go well fresh in the past. And then finally in the 6:55 at Kempton, I'm looking for Ladarelli to follow up his win at Chelmsford earlier this month, where he beat the favourite pretty comfortably there and showed the benefits of a gelding operation and a change of scenery moving to Paul Cole's yard.
Right, good stuff. Good to see you again, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Cheers,
and,
Mark.
Enjoy it on Wednesday.
I will do. Cheers.
There you go. The thoughts of Kevin O'Malley on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40 PM. Gordon Brown, Craig Forsyth and Chris Pimlott will be the team in the studio. Fakenham, Nottingham and Chelmsford are the 3 afternoon meetings. And Kempton Park and Dundalk will provide the action throughout the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.